It's a very significant day, so I wanted to make sure that I was here to witness something that's very historic. As First Nations people, we have a special relationship with the Crown via the treaty relationship. And now to see one of our own representing the Crown, that's bonus. But when you look at the individual, though, his life was all about public service. And it's continued public service now. And he can bring people together and build bridges in this province and in this country. And I've always said that as First Nations people, we need to see more of our people in positions of power and authority because we're part of Saskatchewan, we're part of Canada. And this is a historic day and momentous day here in Saskatchewan. It's all about public service, building a better province, building a better country. And to have Russ Morassi appointed as Lieutenant Governor, the Queen's representative, there's a very special element. Because even this morning at the pipe ceremony, it's almost like we say our treaties are sacred. It was a covenant with the Creator and a covenant with the Crown. And that sanctity of agreement, that sanctity of contract is something that they can never be broken. And that treaty relationship was all about peaceful coexistence and mutual respect to mutually benefit from sharing the land and resources. And to see that happen this morning through ceremony, and then what happened through the ceremony here for is being inducted, and then speaking Cree. He spoke Cree at the end, and he acknowledged Ogimau Squel, you know, the big lady chief, or the queen, that's how we refer to her in Cree, as Ogimau Squel. And he used that in the closing of his the ceremony. Was very powerful, very touching. And it's a great day, and I'm very happy to be here to witness this momentous occasion here in Saskatchewan.
So do you think when the treaties were actually signed, the two sides sat down and signed the treaties, that people on either side thought that someday somebody from an Indigenous community would be representing Her Majesty?
Well, that's a good question. It's 1874, it happened. We're in Treaty 4 territory. And to see that happen now, it's things go in cycles, things go in circles. But it's all about, we're all part of the human race, the human family. But the Crown, again, we have that special relationship. We're allies of the Crown. And now we have a treaty First Nations person that is the Crown, representing the Crown, that we've got to work with. But it comes down to public service. And it's serving the people, all people of Saskatchewan. And I've said before that we need to get more and more of our people in positions of power and authority so people can see themselves. And if you can dream things and the good education, he talked about having a good education, working hard at school, and then also living off the land, so he balances both, and then serving the RCMP. Like, he's a perfect choice here in Saskatchewan at this time, you know, because we need to build bridges, and I believe His Honor is going to be one of those bridge builders here in this province.
And how does that make you feel? You were in the chamber, you were hearing people speaking Cree inside the chamber, and that many people from Indigenous communities. How did that make you feel?
It made everybody feel part of it. It made everybody feel part of a system that for a lot of years we felt not part of. And that's part of bridge building. That's part of working together. That's part of building a better province and a better country. And so when you feel part of something, you embrace it. And that's really what it is. It's about building a family together and building bridges and relationships. And having Russ Morassi as appointed as our Lieutenant Governor here, a very proud day for everyone. And I think it's going to go a long way to send a strong message about reconciliation and working together. And that's really what it's all about.
As priorities of youth education and mental health, they line up with what you think should be going on in this province?
Always, yeah, no question. We've always said you got to be strong on math and science, you know, literacy, numeracy. And then our old elders always say you walk in both worlds. Don't forget your language, your customs, your ceremonies. You need both. You know, live an alcohol and drug-free life. You need both. So his theme of education is key. Mental wellness is all part of that. You live in your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your emotional health, all quadrants that have to be in balance. So, again, that was his message, and I think they're really good priorities for building a better province. All right, guys?
One more question. What did you think of him sharing a story about surviving TB and attending a residential school? He said to us that was hard for him to share publicly.
Well, again, you know, tuberculosis and even living in the two-bedroom house without running water or electricity, you know, the resiliency and the adversity. But he said everybody was like that. But then as a four-year-old going to the Fort Capel Sanatorium, imagine when you're four, leaving your family, your community for a whole year. And then after that, being put into the residential schools. You know, and so his resiliency, his strength of character, It speaks to his strength of character by surviving those things. And he went on to be successful in school. First, he even mentioned he was one of the grade 12 graduates, but there weren't a lot of grade 12 graduates. And so even then, he was a role model. Even then, he knew from his teacher, from his grandparents, that you have to do this and walk in both worlds, but carry yourself with dignity, honor, and respect. And Russ is a very powerful role model for everybody, for what he's endured. And now he's our Lieutenant Governor in Saskatchewan. It's a great day.